Twitter claims it suspended Representative Elise Stefanik's comms director in error. By Alim Bokhari on May 7, 2021. Twitter temporarily suspended the account of Caroline Levitt, communications director for Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, in what was claimed to be an error by the social media company. "It appears I've been released from Twitter's conservative jail," wrote Levitt in a tweet following the reversal of her suspension. "This was not an error, as Twitter claimed. This was another purge in their ongoing effort to silence conservatives' voices. We cannot back down to big tech giants. Our movement is too important." Rep. Stefanik tweeted in support of her aide shortly after the reported suspension. "An unconstitutional overreach silencing our voices and freedom of speech," wrote the New York congresswoman. "Republicans are united in fighting back against big tech's tyranny. Millions of Americans will not be silenced." Rep. Stefanik is widely regarded as the frontrunner to replace Representative Liz Cheney, Republican Wyoming, the embattled chairwoman of the House Republican Conference, the number four position in the House Republican leadership. Rep. Stefanik has received the blessing of Donald Trump and other top Republicans in the campaign to replace Cheney, although some conservatives have argued Stefanik would be a poor replacement, citing her relatively recent conversion to the MAGA cause following a history of voting against the Trumpist agenda. "Republicans and conservatives are frequently the victims of errors in Twitter enforcement, in stark contrast to Democrats. Other accounts that have been suspended, locked, or otherwise censored in error by the social network include accounts posting pictures of migrant overflow cells under Biden, a religious message from former star quarterback Tim Tebow, the grassroots organization Students for Trump, the official account of Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, and the official account of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, twice. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.